This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today's transition news comes from Iowa by way of Beijing. The president-elect is going to nominate Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as his ambassador to China. Coming from the Farm Belt as he does, Branstad knows the value of our agricultural trade there. Beijing imported $20 billion worth of food and ag products from the U.S. last year. It's one of our top ag export markets, hence Ambassador Branstad. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that one.
China has a lot of people and it needs a lot of food. And as income levels rise there, people are eating more expensive foods, like meat. Bruce Babcock is an ag economist at Iowa State University. He says China's been worried about meeting the needs of its rapidly growing population.
Given that the United States produces a lot more food than it can consume, there's a natural trade relationship that has developed.
Our top agricultural exports to China include soybeans for livestock feed and pork. They're produced in places like Iowa, home to the man Mr. Trump wants to be the next ambassador to China. Terry Branstad could have his work cut out for him. Trump's labeled China a currency manipulator, which it denies, and he recently offended Beijing by accepting a call from the leader of Taiwan, whose independence China rejects. Andy Rothman follows the Chinese economy at Matthews Asia.
U.S. farmers probably don't spend a lot of time thinking about how we manage this dance between dealing with Taiwan and China, but it's a dance that's been very productive for U.S. farmers.
But if China really takes offense from the incoming administration, it could buy its soybeans elsewhere. Scott Kennedy is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
It's possible for the Chinese to retaliate in any number of ways, including in agriculture and in a place that would be particularly important for the governor slash ambassador, which would put him in a difficult position.
But Kennedy says Branstad has longstanding ties to China, and that could pay off. He could play good cop when Trump plays bad cop. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.